Michigan has a critical shortage of organ donors. We talked with Patrick Wells O'Brien. He is with the Gift of Life Michigan.
Right now, 2,400 plus Michiganders are waiting for a life-saving transplant. That means without that call, many of them have no other therapeutic solution, no other medical remedy. One organ donor can save up to 8 people's lives. And with tissue and eye donation, 125 more people can be healed and their life can be enhanced.
We find that 90% of adults approve of organ donation. Only 57%, however, sign up. I was on the kidney donation list going on 3 years, but incredibly, my niece in Texas, Rachel Gandy, was getting ready to make an anonymous donation when she found out I was on the list. A phone call was made, and the rest is history and life-saving. I asked Rachel why she wanted to donate.
Because of my mom, 11 years before our procedure, almost to the day, she had donated her kidney to y'all's brother, to my uncle. And I had a front row seat to that whole process. And through that, I was really blown away by her courage because she was stepping into something completely unknown, at least to our family. It was a surgery we weren't familiar with. We weren't familiar with the long-term impacts, and she did it all without hesitation. And I really hold that because she had that courage to take that unknown path, then I didn't really need the same level of courage. I knew exactly what I was in for. There weren't surprises on my end.
Of course, it took a tremendous amount of courage and also many sacrifices.
More blood draws than I think I could count. I wish I had counted. And there were people who were asking on whether I was physically and psychologically equipped to do something like this. And then obviously the surgery itself, it required me to step away from my job. That was, you know, a bit of a struggle. I was in a job at the time that wasn't really known for being calm. And we were right about to go into a legislative session. And so that was kind of stressful post-surgery. I think it means I watch, you know, my water and sodium intake more than your average 33-year-old probably would. But the impact of those things truly just pales in comparison to the opportunity to help someone else. And especially when it's someone like you who's done so much for other people yourself. And frankly, you know, the idea that I maybe need to like order fewer French fries compared to the connection that the two of us have been able to build throughout this process just means it's a no-brainer.
Rachel, by the way, works for the Texas legislature, and strings had to be pulled to get the time off to come to the University of Michigan Hospital for that transplant. Her recovery has been smooth.
But I had a really strong support system. I had doctors who were willing to answer all of my questions, and there were so many amazing people in Jackson who made all of this financially possible and genuinely took care of me while I was in town. I do think, too, it's not something I talk about a whole bunch with a lot of other people. I realize the irony of saying that while I'm on the radio. But I live 1,000-ish miles away, so I don't think I'll run into any listeners on the street. But it's not always the most comfortable story for me to tell because you never know people's reactions. But I do think, like, if this gives anyone else the nudge to start the process.
Ask Rachel if she has advice for a potential donor.
Saying just do it is probably a little too direct, but really that's what immediately comes to mind. I think I would just kind of challenge people to listen to their gut. If you're having the feeling that I described about like, hey, I think I could do that. You absolutely can. You know, do your research, talk to people who have gone through it so you can move through some of those unknowns. And you may end up having one of the best experiences of your life. It absolutely was for me, and I would do it over again in a heartbeat.
She is a beautiful human being. 33-year-old Rachel Gandy from Austin, Texas, whose kidney is helping keep me alive. Rachel and I are forever grateful to our incredible surgeons, Dr. Michael Inglesby and Dr. Seth Waits. Also, Dr. Ramnika Gumber, my post-op physician for the past 16 months. The kidney transplant team at the University of Michigan is nothing short of amazing. And as I say all the time, you would not want to be anywhere else.